This is Rocket Buster Radio.
They know how to fucking put on wrestling holds.
Yeah!
Seriously, we get it. WWE fans are gay for Cena.
Oh my god, we have somebody who actually agrees with Scats on this.
I totally think Rob Van Dam was a horrible choice to go smack them.
What kind of stupid question is that?
Ring of Honor DVD!
William Washington.
Michael V.
Anthony Scott.
Nick Marsico.
Ryan Papa.
It's actually pretty awesome.
Rocket Buster Radio. Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. On Extreme Indie Radio. Unsigned music without limits.
I walked up in the club. And the ladies looking love me.
Fans, we are back from the break and would like to welcome our newest sponsor of eWrestling.org, Rockabuster Radio. WWA would like to encourage all their fans to tune in each and every Saturday for their live show that deals with all the happenings in the wrestling industry today. And if I'm right, and I believe I am, they're going to give you information on how to win a free DVD. That's right, folks. It's going to be the Ultimate Warrior's Ultimate Demise that they're going to give away for free. You don't have to pay anything. And for the times and details, please see their website by logging on to rockabusterradio.com or logging on to eWrestling.org and following our link right to their site. Folks, with the formalities out of the way, it's time for our main event.
Oh, yeah. True greatness.
Here at their top of the ramp wearing black pants with red lettering that say two down one side and greatness down the other is none other than Mike Morrison, who has stated that if he can defend his world television title belt tonight, the championship will immediately be vacated and his True Greatness Mike Morrison tournament will finally be made official. Approaching the ringside area with the vendor right by his side, Morrison pumps his fist into the air, cueing in the fireworks. My God, what a display by True Greatness Mike Morrison.
Now entering the ring, he stands 6 feet 6 inches tall and weighed tonight at 270 pounds. He is from Cincinnati, Ohio, and says that after tonight, the Mike Morrison True Greatness Television Title Tournament will be official and ratings will finally go through the roof. He also says that he will be one step closer to what belongs to him, the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship Belt. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, this is True Greatness, Mike Morrison.
This month, Mike Morrison, like Derek Cheatshot Park, expressed his disdain with Rick Reich's title reign, and I can completely see where the two are coming from. Look, Mike Morrison is a big man who breaks his ass inside and outside of the ring each and every day, and all he has to show for it is two television title reigns. On the other hand, Rick Reich has worked just as hard as Morrison, and since he's waiting in line for his turn, Reich just must feel that turnaround is fair play and that Morrison is getting closer to getting a shot at the World Heavyweight title. I'm not sure who's right or who's wrong, but the facts remain, and they are as follows. Mike Morrison needs to continue winning here tonight in WWA if he's ever even going to be considered the number one contender here in eWrestling.org. And speaking of number one contenders, here's a man who simply just doesn't care.
His opponent, staggering down the aisle with at least 15 drinks inside of him, he hails from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and refused to weigh in tonight. Accompanied to the ring by his longtime friend and manager, the bartender, he is the drunken bastard, Billy Ray!
Ripping into the ring, Morrison isn't waiting for the bell, and here we go! Discus punch topples Ray into the ring and immediately yanking the drunken one to his feet. Morrison forces Ray into the opposite corner with a hard Irish whip. Running against the turnbuckle, Billy Ray goes down to one knee but staggers back up. And here comes Morrison charging across the logo. Elbow to the mouth and Ray falls flat on his back with blood dripping from his lip. And Morrison is now pressing his boot against Ray's throat, cutting off the circulation and oxygen from his lungs. The referee begins to make the count of five but breaking the hold, Morrison reaches down, pulling Ray to his feet by the mullet. Back slapping DDT connects and hooking leg for the one, two, three. Ray gets his shoulder up, folks. And this one's going to continue. Right now, Mike Morrison is looking every bit as good as advertised. And if Billy Ray can't get his offensive going, this match is going to be over faster than Ray could drink a 7-ounce beer. Irish whip into the ropes, and immediately Morrison propels Ray across the canvas and lifting up the big boot. Ray ducks off the rebound. Morrison spins, but Ray knocks him flat on his ass with a two-step clothesline. And look at Billy Ray immediately applying stomps to the champion's head, neck, arms, legs, and body area. Up and down with a knee drop across the bridge of Mike Morrison's nose and pushing the referee out of the way. The bartender sends in a steel chair. The referee is now down and out, and there is nothing to stop Billy Ray from body slamming his opponent onto the flattened steel, causing Mike Morrison to arch his back in pain. Not going for the cover, Ray pulls the champion up, sending him into the ropes for a second time. Fancy shoulder block by Ray sends the champion down to the canvas and following over the hard power fist. Morrison grabs his nose in pain, and I think he broke his nose. Billy Ray just broke Mike Morrison's nose. Ray signals for a pile driver and jamming Morrison's hand between his thighs. The champion counters with a back body drop, breaking the hold. Morrison straddles the chair and brings Billy Ray over, and he's looking for an extreme chair pile driver. And my God, he's up and down. Oh, did you hear Ray's head crack open when it impacted against the chair? There is blood everywhere, and listen to this crowd go crazy. Hook of the leg and the cover of the count. One, two, three. No, the referee is still out, and Mike Morrison is furious. The bartender is now frantically looking for some official Mike Morrison smelling salt, but the champion can't wait. Lifting Ray up into a two-legged drunken one, slams his gorilla fist into Morrison's cheek, forcing Morrison to drop the hold. Inverted Death Valley Driver by Billy Ray, and folks, this just goes to show you, it's not where you start the race, but where you finish it. Ray is wobbling up towards the top ropes, and he's calling for the beer bomb senton and rolling from the turnbuckle. He crushes Morrison under the force of his finisher. Ray hooks the leg. One, two, three, but once again, there's no referee to make the count of comedy. Get an official out here, for Christ's sake. The match should end it twice already. Billy Ray has placed Mike Morrison in a full Nelson, and he's calling for the bartender to hit Morrison over the head with a whiskey bottle. Come on, bartender. When is he going to win like that every week? Morrison is struggling, but Ray is too close to the ropes. Here comes the pain. Oh! He missed. He missed. The bartender just struck Ray with the whiskey bottle, and Billy Ray is down. Morrison makes the cover, and the referee looks up through groggy eyes. One, two, three, this one is over. Oh, into the ring by Georgie Lambert. And Morrison failed at a harm play. What the hell is Lambert doing? Oh, he's handcuffing Billy Ray to the ropes. And he's pointing to his shirt. What does it say? Drinking and wrestling doesn't mix. Natas with a sledge from behind, and Lambert cripples down onto the canvas, and Natas has that damn razor. He's going to shave the head of Billy Ray and Orgie Lambert. No, not the mullet. That's like taking Samson's hair and Homer Simpson's stuff. Todd Knight slides into the ring with the steel chair, and no, Natas just took one to the head, and Knight is now pointing to Billy Ray. Oh, he just smashed him over the head too. Knight reaches back, but is still attacked by the recovered Lambert, and security has hit the ring. Ray is slumped over with blood pouring from his forehead, and Natas is furious. Look at him digging and desperately trying to get to Orgie Lambert. Lambert and Knight are finally pulled apart, and folks, on the outside smiling is Mike Morrison like a proud father.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, folks. We're out of time. On behalf of the WWAEWrestling.org and Mr. Matisse, it's time to say goodnight from Atlanta, Georgia, and we'll see you in 1 month when the WWA will come to you live from Manhattan, New York, Madison Square Garden, the location of our next iPay-per-view entitled Changes. Oh, my God. Can you believe they're still fighting in there?
Tonight, Daryl, tonight, you crossed the line not even Mike Cavanaugh dared to make you into tonight, for so you try to cripple me. Guess what, boy? You failed. You ain't get the job done. Now, did you dare? You didn't get the job done, and I comprehend your impotence. See, I understand your slanted agenda. You're going to get your match as long as I'm still breathing. And boy, trust me when I say you should have killed me when you had the chance. Because bizarre, now you've woken a latent colossus exponential proportion. Boy wonder, I hope and pray to God you study what I can do in the ring. Because that contrast you just showed in my mouth inside my whole cavity of exponential extreme. And you practically choked me to death. Don't let cavity, don't let on the fire eyes, piece of paper. Resolve this contract now has my signature on it. It has my signature next to yours truly. That's right, Darryl. Mark my words. And by this mark on this paper, and by the blood that rains down my face, you want to look into the cavernous depths of my eyes, boy, and be acquainted with the fact that there will be no apprehension and no motivational indecision or no sorrow of extreme actions. Once that cage is locked, you want me in the match. You want me? Well, you want to test the defiance and the supremacy that Mr. McCain brings. Yeah, boy, you are on. But let's tell everyone what's on the line, Bizarro, shall we? Let's tell them how WWE will suffer because of your arrogant self-indulgence. That changes on December 1st, 2005. I'm coming out of retirement, WWE, and I'm placing myself inside the 50-foot-high legendary grinder cage. No rules, no time limit, no holds barred. And across the ring from me will be you. You, Darryl Bizarre, with your polished up body and Superman-like wrestling skills. The age versus the youngster. The old man versus the future. But I care not about your dimension or your aptitude for Zalm. Because 90% of me knows that if I play my cards right, you'll stand a snowball's chance in hell of defeating me. Petit versus Bizarre, surrounded by a steel cage, will not only give me retribution for the atrocities and crimes you imposed and committed on me tonight, but it will also spell an end to your birthright here in WWE. This contract, if you prevail, then I will be suspended from all WWE business until March 2006. No, but Darryl, Bizarre, if I win, you, instead of me, will be suspended from WWE until March 2006. 3 months, Darryl, 3 long months. I'm going to get you, boy, for 3 months, and you want to know why? You want to know why, son? I'm going to screw you like I screwed Mike Cavanaugh. I'm going to tell you why. Because it's either me or you, and Lord knows this place can't run without me. You're an extraordinary type of wrestler, Darryl. And something inside me wants to see the old man still has to giddy up and go. Something inside me wants to see if I'm all boss and no back. And like Achilles and Troy, a boss must show his vigor in order to guide. And Darryl, when my ferocity is unleashed inside that traditional cage of Armageddon, my hand will be raised in victory. And I want you to do one thing for me, boy. As you bleed on the logo, and as you're contemplating suspension, flat on your back and counting the life, get in here, cameraman, because I want everyone to take a deep look inside these baby blues. Especially you, Darryl Bizarre. I hope you enjoy my brutality! I'm coming to get ya!
Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.